Blog Talk Radio.
Money, 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 money,
pressure in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they fill up in their tummy. I'm a real dog, I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a 40. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track, it sound crystal. You dudes bout to be out the game, 6 fouls. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause Biddy suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
Hey, Dunny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is, I'm always on top. I'm living on the lid, I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These tats on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and feel me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out, come out.
What's good, everybody? New episode, Philly Shine Radio. We trying to park here for Jersey Boys. What does that mean? Y'all need to put parking signs visually clear so we can know how much, how, and where we got to park here, okay? Don't give us no problem for Philly park here. But I'm your girl, Honest Fire. We're going to get Alima to call in. We're going to have True Teller call in to help me co-host this motherfucker. We're going to have some fun on a Saturday night. I'm so happy I got my special guest, Miss Caddy, in the building.
Yeah.
Y'all in the background. We're going to get to check out the music. No, we're not going to have the other chick's music because I don't even fucking say her name like that. But we're going to show off, have some fun tonight. And special shout out to my homeboy, LDG. The General.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. We get ready to come chill out in the Lowe's and have some fun, do what we suppose. Where's the parking ticket? Now they want to give us problems with the ticket. This one of them joints is going to be like, you give me a ticket, then when I ask for your money, I want all this in your wallet. It's cool. They like robbing people sometimes. Y'all know how it is, parking. They need to have parking wars. Parking lot edition. Like,
oh, is that a good spot?
Parking Wars Parking Lot Edition, because on some real shit, we get a lot of drama when it comes to that little side topic. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit. For those of y'all who drive, and y'all know how it is in Philly, how petty they are with what they want. Damn, how petty they are with that joint and Miss Candy. I fucks with it. But tonight's topic, we got two, actually. One, for the ladies, you know, I don't really want too many guys calling. You know what I mean? I don't mind. I guess you call homosexuals. I don't mind you guys, but don't call them, please. But we want to talk about, do all fat guys have small ones? That's the first topic. Some people say yes, some people say no. I've heard that they don't, but I've never seen for myself. I remember this one fat guy I used to be cool with sent me his little dick pic. I wish I wouldn't have deleted it, because I definitely share it, because I don't even like his fat dumbass no more. But whatever. I'm just saying. My experience for the topic is, yes, they are small ones. So sad, so sorry. And then the side topic, and I want to get some of the fellas' opinions. I don't know if you ever did time in a penitentiary where this happened to you, where, you know what I mean, you got booked, and the female or your lady just wasn't there for you anymore. So we're going to talk about that, like, talk about the reasons why I can relate to this. I'm sure a couple other ladies and fellas can relate to it. Just call and share your opinion, you know what I'm saying? We want to see what's popping, see what's up with you, see what's new. Definitely listen and share what you got popping, because we're going to talk about what we got popping. Definitely come through Mill Creek tomorrow. I'm performing. Shout out to DJ Big Philly, Street Arenas, OC Diesel, you funny, fat, fucking motherfucker. They got Undisputed Rap Battle tomorrow. A lot of people showing off. I don't have a flyer in front of me right now, but we definitely going to be in the building, squad deep, showing love to everybody, doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to have some fun tomorrow. And this Thursday, I'm also performing down at Rain Lounge. Shout out to my boy Nick Numbers. T-Sweet, she says she coming through. We're going to have it popping. I'm about to ask Miss Patty, you might as well come through this Thursday. Make it a little ladies' night. We're going to have the ladies do a little takeover. Takeover. I love it. But like I said, guys, it's a lot of exciting things going on. Follow me on Twitter, @HonestFire, PHIRE, if you're not following already. Leave a comment. Let me know what you think. And then as soon as we get up in the room, I'm going to get to the callers. We're going to talk about this topic and get the new music popping. I got music on deck for my boy Dollar the Boss, Street Lotto. Shout out to my homeboy Looney Tunes. Damn, I love you, boy. You already know. You already know what it is. I got so much love for my niggas in the ATL. It's crazy. Special shout out to my boy Dope Flow. You know what I'm saying? I definitely got to show some love to you. Send me some new music. All right. I'm back on the line. Special shout out to my BFF, Aisha. I see you, boo. Thank you for calling in. We had a little technical difficulties trying to get out that parking lot or whatever. I think they were trying to set us up, y'all. Thanks. We're a little wait till we get to our location. But at the same time, while I'm sitting here walking with my special guest, I might as well get her to holler at y'all a little bit, tell y'all a little bit about herself and this crazy grind. I could go on for days, but go ahead, Miss Candy.
Hello, Sunshine.
Oh, what up? All Philly Shine viewers, it's your girl, Miss Candy, a.k.a. Miss Green Light, because everything's a fucking go. You feel me? Anyway, we're going on location tonight in the studio. Trying to get some love to my folks. That's another caller calling in. You want me to talk, or you trying to answer or put them on the line?
We're gonna let them wait a minute. Y'all,
all right.
Wait a minute.
New York caller. I have to wait a second for us to get settled. Going to the parking lot, I don't know. For some reason, Lowe's don't have purse freaking on Valet Parking.
No, you wrong. It's not New York.
Right.
You can't be
seen. I don't know, but we here now on the grind. Got to do a little walking, but hey, and always used to exercise, work on the love handles and whatnot.
Hello.
What's up, ladies?
Hello.
Say hi to the world. Y'all on the radio right now. So it's not ready. Y'all hear that?
That's what's up. One thing Philly do show love. You tell somebody show love, they like, what? We hit it all day. But, yeah, we out here. A couple of drivers acting like they in New York. You little snow bunnies, a.k.a. y'all know what we talk about. Snow bunnies. But we out here walking. You know, sometimes Philly reminds me of New York, but then they play it and stuff because we don't have that much space. Like, we don't, like, it's a beautiful city. I love my city, but I do sometimes be in New York. Like, God damn, this shit is big. No, you can't drive.
I will come back with no car at all. They are setting my little shit up now. So imagine me being in New York. I was up there. We in the cabs. The cab drivers getting them almost dead.
Yo,
cab drivers don't care.
Will never drive my car.
Cab drivers do not care in New York. And I just had some.
Why most people catch the stuff.
Yes. Yes. And then somebody just now tried to do that. Speeding up in Philly, you try to go so fast and almost hit a pedestrian, then you stop because there ain't no goddamn space in Philly. So where you going? Where you going? We got two-way streets. Where you going?
It's a little chilly outside, but this bottle that I'm just holding keeping us warm.
This is going to keep us real warm. Shout out to the liquor I got. I need a liquor sponsor. So if you listening, you know what I'm saying, I definitely.
Nope.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, they know they on Chestnut Street.
Let the pretty ladies come to work.
They know they on Chestnut Street. Nothing wrong with it. Not the boy back there on Samson, like I said, almost ran over my fucking toes.
Not that.
Yeah, I already had my toes ran over before dealing with fucking no lies I never deal with again, but that's an inside joke. Fuck her. It's like, no. We back. And like I said, today we got Miss Caddy. Yes. That one. Miss Caddy. We're talking about her on Tuesday's show. And
I heard about that, you know.
Yeah, I told you. You know what I mean? I told you.
I don't need to defend myself. I'm the shit. I'm the boss. Don't need to defend myself. I'm just here now to speak for myself.
Exactly. That's all I wanted. You know what I'm saying? You to be able to speak for yourself. Everybody, we all have an opinion about... Like I said, we talked about it Tuesday, this record. And yes, I already said, and I'm going to restate for everybody listening tonight who didn't hear me on Tuesday, you know what I mean? Miss Caddy on her grind. Crazy song, you mad. You guys are going to hear it tonight. And y'all going to hear a great similarity to a new song that DeJoin, I think we're going this way, that DeJoin, Nicki Minaj and them is on. All right, yeah, we're going in. And it's a real great similarity. And then what we want to know is how all of a sudden do we have this similarity after Miss Caddy is in your area? Like, I'm going to say, like, sorry. No originality. As usual, I'm going to say Philly rappers fall victim to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't swagger dick. And then she's not going to let you take it. She's not going to take this sitting down. Like, I would never. If we lose signal in the elevator, I'm definitely coming back. We almost to our chill spot. Shout out to LPG again with the presidential suite.
Wait a minute. The 28th
is enough. Oh, shit. High floor. Shout out to everybody tuning in on the show. All right. Technical difficulties. We back. Philly Shine Radio. Honest Fire. Chilling. How you doing? What's good? We had a little technical difficulties. Like I was saying, hello, beautiful people. We have a similarity to my girl's song. So we, you know what I mean, we got to make our presence felt a little bit more better and let you know, uh-uh, bitch, you ain't getting away with it. Won't do the swagger jacking. Won't do the corny shit. We got to show love and have fun. So Miss Katie said, uh-uh, bitch, you're not getting away with it.
Cut my check or something.
Cut her check or something. What you say?
Cut my check.
Yeah. Cut the check. Don't get it mad. Hello.
What's going on,
baby? I'm very good. Shout out to P. Shaw. Everybody tuning in to Philly Shine Radio. Shout out to my BFF. Chilling with us on the line. Waiting so patiently to join in on the show. I really appreciate it, honey. You are so appreciated. And now we're going to get a chance to play some music, get a chance to talk and listen to Miss Caddy's song. Like I said, it's definitely a banger, definitely something to grab you guys' attention, and definitely a way to have this female movement presence felt, like on some real shit. Fuck that bitch. Drawling. I mean, it's crazy because, like, you can say what you want about what she's doing with her song. Miss Caddy, what she did with her song, you mad. You know what I mean? At the same time, it's opened a bunch of doors for her, and she's not going to let you do that shit. And instead of, what I like about this song is, instead of you harping on it, you just showed your skills more. You know what I'm saying? Can I ask you that question? Like, what made you take the route that you took with the song Swag Jack?
Well, for one, my song is my baby. My song is called Why You Mad, which happens to be, you know, the same name of the song they took too. I went that route because I thought I didn't have, legal grounds to come at them for the song because it's like once they added a word or changed a word, you know, I thought I didn't have legal grounds to do so. I was informed because I was informed that I may be wrong. So right now I'm actually in the process of seeking legal representation to pursue this, to holler at them to get my check because the similarity of the way it was still said, even though the word was changed, still goes back to date and show that you still took it. So that's why I call it swag check, like you took my swag and the chain. So that's why I chose to do it that way. Versus just, taking it the legal route. So I do have a mouth, you know what I'm saying, to speak. I am a FemC, no longer looked at as a female rap artist. I'm a FemC, you know what I'm saying, not an MC, a FemC. So that's why I took the route I chose. It had nothing to do with the publicity, you know what I'm saying, everybody else just comes at her because they even want her spot or, you know, just plain hate, you know, don't like her. Like, she has her spot. She ain't going nowhere until, you know, somebody else like me, and, you know, get to step up and get recognized and get heard. But it had nothing to do with, you know, just me putting, you know, a diss record out. And I don't even look at it as a diss record. It's, I'm making it known as a point that you took something from me. And I just want my credit, my check, my credit, something, because this wasn't yours. And, you know, it's just that ain't how we rock. Everybody know in Philly, you know what I'm saying, for less, you know what I'm saying, people gunning at your head for less, you know what I mean? So me, all I want is, you know what I'm saying, my homage paid due, the fact that you took something from me, because that was my single that I've been working on for a year and a half to get it to its craft, for it to just be, you know what I'm saying, me to promo as hard as I did. And then for it to just be tucked right underneath me. So now instead of looking at it as it was my song, I come out with the song. They're going to be like, yo, Nicki had that song. Or Nicki just said that. She took this from Nicki. No, let's get it straight. I had this song first. It was my song, and it still is my song. So now I'm going to seek my rights on it. Like I said, cut me my check, pay me my homage. I want all that. Give me mine.
Definitely. I appreciate that. You know what I mean? And I feel like at the same token, yeah, if I would never diss a person because, I mean, I don't even know if I would diss a person, but I would probably fuck you up because of, you know what I mean, you took something that I had, you know what I mean, not just because you doing your thing. I'm going to pay you respect because, like you said in the song, like, I fucked with you up until this point. Like, Now I don't even want to do a feature. Now I don't even want to work with you no more. Yeah.
The only piece I hold down, whether it's, you know, people like it or not, she's still the only person here doing her thing. So there, it was me. Like, it was all props, you know what I'm saying? Which it could be me, you know what I'm saying? Which could have been me in my spot, you know, holding it down. But it was her eye. So I respected her, you know what I'm saying, for what she was doing. But now, like I said, she crossed the line.
Cross the line. You cross the line. You can't take that back, you know what I'm saying? And on some real shit, I said it the other day, like, so many people take our swag, Philadelphia, like, stop letting it happen, you know what I'm saying? Like, just cut it out. Like, get your money, because at the end of the day, that's what we need, you know what I'm saying? And then if somebody steals your exact same thing, you could say, all right, I'm doing this shit. All you do is you go at it better. And you do that, and then guess what's going to happen? You're going to get that attention from her stolen away, and that's just in all actuality what's going to happen. Like, you see a person like Nicki Minaj, yes, you kill some shit, and I fucks with it. But on some real shit, you not the hottest, honey. So for you to even try to make it seem like you're going to take something from somebody who, in my opinion, is hotter than you as an artist, as a lyricist, as a, like a whole package, like, come on now. Give me a couple thousand dollars, you know what I mean, outfits, and baby, please, like, Nicki, that's all you have, so, which is cool, and I'm not taking none of that shit away from you, but don't try to take from a person who can say, bitch, no, it's not cool, like, that's definitely not cool, like, at all, like, and I support you, and I really am glad that shit is hot. Shout out to EQ Philly. I got to see the video, and, like, I want to know how did that come about, because it was just, like, zoop, zoop, fast, like you heard that it was something going on, and then you just got right to it. Your response was instant. Can you tell me, like, how that came about, like, that quick comeback for you?
Well, anybody, like I said, knows their music when they hear their music, so it wasn't no coincidence. I was dropping my kids off at school, and, on the way out the car, all I heard is, like, you know, like my hook. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, this sound like my song, but I didn't know what it was. I knew who it was, but I didn't know what it was. I started trying to look it up, but I didn't know what it was called. This was about 3 days after the BET Awards, how they was coming at Nicki, like, oh, she not relevant no more. She done went pop or whatever. She ain't get nominated for one award. Name wasn't mentioned, nothing. Didn't win nothing. And she was just taking everything, you feel me? And a few days later, I guess the song, you know, had generated to say, you know, I guess I'm back or whatever, you know, doing hip-hop or rap or whatever you want to call it right now. But, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't hers. So, you know, I started doing my research or whatever to see if it was just a coincidence or if it was really me. But, you know, in my regular life and regular days going past, and people started calling me like, yo, I heard this song on the radio. I'm like, I knew I wasn't tripping, you know, and that put me back on the spot to make me start thinking about it. So I YouTubed or whatever. It happened to be the same title, Why You Mad, of my song. It came up with the Birdman. So I'm like, yo, they took my shit or whatever. And that was, I'm like, but I don't know who the culprit is. Although, you know, it said, you know, it come up under both of them when you search it or whatever. It was the same, you know, name of the song, but she was singing a hook. It was like, okay, maybe they just gave her the hook and for her to just say it. So I had to find out who the culprit was behind the song. So I had to wait a few more days to say it surfaced around September the 9th. So this was me just coming back, you know, Paul Mall heavy from Luda Weekend from Atlanta. And this is the only thing I've been, you know, I'm saying Paul Mall because this is going to be my single. Shout out to Roland Dixon, my manager, Disturbing the Peace, Click, all that. You know, that's who I've been working with, Atlanta Paul Mall, real heavy. So, you know, I get some rotation down there, whatever, little shows, did plenty of shows down there, so I know. And shout out to the DJs down there that have been playing me, you know, in the clubs and all that. So I know it's a possibility, you know what I'm saying, she heard the song or, you know, how they do the A&Rs or whatever like that. Hear stuff, you know, could have been submitted and shopped around, however it went, instead of just saying, let's get this artist in. They was like, oh, well, let's borrow something from this song. Maybe they won't notice or it's just that's so small. Maybe you know how they do. They know how to take stuff from people without getting sued. But if you go back and do the math, this particular click, Young Money, is actually being about like 10 people incorporating them for stealing their stuff.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So they're known
for
this.
Is it like a website that you could be see this, or this has been
a website of what?
Like the lawsuit they have, or somebody just
Google it, look it up. Like you hear about it on the radio, they talk about it on the radios and all that. You know what I'm saying? I hear, you know, some little gossip or whatever. Some little gossip stuff or whatever about how they do and what they do. But, you know, I don't know how much truth it is to that. But they say, you know, they got a place where you submit your music for Young Money. They tell you they filming you like we want to hear you over some of our beats. So, you know, they send you their beats, hey, you put something to it. The average person would be so hyped, like, oh, Young Money interested in hearing from me or whatever. They don't copyright their music before sending them back. Next thing you know, they hear something, you know what I'm saying, they song on the radio, but instead of it being their song, it's coming from Young Money. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, bars or however you want to put it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't know how much truth it is to that part, but that's what came out once I bring about this from hearing about different people. So they actually have representatives from the company calling back and checking people like that. But everybody knows it goes back to it. You know what I'm saying? They ain't the only artist that does it in the game. They keep their money between the ones that's there versus allowing the new artists to come out for numerous reasons. So I ain't going to get into that. You know what I'm saying? Anybody who knows things know why. It's the people that there's the only one female in the rap game right now for a reason, and that's because how they want to be. But, you know what I'm saying, when you take people like me that just don't give a fuck, I know it's a thing called distribution.
Yeah.
And I know it's a thing called the internet, where I can do what I want to do and get put out or hurt. Deal or no deal, I still get hurt and I still get my wreck. And a lot of people got to know, you know what I'm saying? People want to act like they don't know who I am to Philly. You know what I'm saying? That's because y'all still locals. I'm state to state. Like, you know what I'm saying? You go check about me, ask about me in different states. Y'all can be Philly this, Philly that, all you want. I love my hometown, but, you know what I'm saying? I'm beyond that.
We're going to definitely talk about that, too, because that came in on another topic that we had on Tuesday with what y'all had, this Philly Hip Hop Award show.
Right? It's so cool.
It's so cool and everything. It's so cool and everything. But y'all need to say that this is the I Chose to Give Nigga Award show. You know what I'm saying? Not so much a Philly thing, because what is your criteria for who you're picking? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mind who you're picking, but all I'm saying is, like, you know that you're just doing your own fucking thing. You're not so much really trying to represent and big people up, because if you was, you would have did it in a more unified way, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, I have a problem with it. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I feel some type of way. Yes, I'm fucking speaking on it. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you guys are going to hear my motherfucking mouth till it's over. And no, I'm not coming. I'm sorry. I love everybody. I'm voting. I might be outside doing some Occupy Philly Hip Hop Awards shit. I don't know what we got planned. But, I ain't coming. Shout out to all my loves. You know, y'all couldn't deny my motherfucking Meek 46 Street. Could you? Fuck no. Like I said, she been working 52 fucking weeks,
right?
Out every fucking week.
Big up.
How you going to deny her? You can't. You can't. Meet
female power shit, really.
You cannot. Y'all was going to mention some Philly shit. If y'all was going to deny my motherfucking bitch, y'all niggas really was going to have a problem. But I'm voting for her every fucking day. I'm voting for Big OC Diesel every fucking day.
Shout out to Genji Miles.
Shout out to Genji. We voting for her. We voting for you, OC. Another shout out for you or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we are definitely supporting niggas who
Smiles, Pretty Smiles.
Yeah, Pretty Smiles. Pretty Smiles voted. He nominated.
Yeah, he nominated. And then in the category. You know what I'm saying? They allowed it to be voted. That's how you know it's
that's
voted
what's up.
Up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Politics with that, because they used to vote more than one time. You know what I'm saying? One person just
counts
up.
Before they used to let you can't even vote 80 times. Like, I vote
20 times.
I love my city, but I got bigger dreams. I'm not worried about the Philly Hip Hop Awards. I'm thinking about the Grammys. I'm thinking about the BET Awards. I'm thinking about everything else, like, really. Because there ain't no way, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, they can deny me and don't want to act like they don't know who I am, you know what I'm saying, instantly. But every person in that category had a rocked out on shows with, got same crowd responses, if not fucking better. They all, you know what I'm saying, all of them know my name. Like I said, shout out to all of y'all. Y'all doing y'all thing. Big the fuck up, you know what I'm saying, to y'all. I want some female power shit. Animal, my old head kids be wrong. Like, I started rhyming with you and shit, boo. Love you. Like, that's like a big sister meeting.
Yeah, we love Kizzy. Oh, shout out to fans.
Mr. J, Bianca, all of us, though, you know what I'm saying? The roots still stem. It's on some female power shit because there ain't many of us out here. So, you know what I'm saying? I give props whether I saw you or not. You still get the props for
and also,
having the balls to do what
and
you
And on some real shit, as far as the females in Philly go, I appreciate that. One thing, we never on no corny shit. I don't know no bitches that's on some corny shit. If you was ever on some corny shit, Miss Bitch, who name sound like a gun, and I know who's with, somebody said whatever you were saying about me, but you already know you under my boot. But other than that, I've never had no problems with nobody, and I know you all from all of y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, Tiflon, even you, B-Dot. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to
the B-Dot. We just wrecked up
Lance Donna. Oh, my goodness. So positive.
In the building.
Shout out to Madonna. So positive. Housewife. Fucks with you. Icy. You know what I'm saying?
That's my girl. We got a new single coming right out. Coming right to you. My new song, Stop Hating Your Money.
Yes.
You know, Miss Caddy feature Icy. Coming to you soon. We just laid it down. Waiting for it to get mixed. That joint going to be flamers. That's how we rock the oldest. Y'all can look at that. YouTube that. You know what I'm saying? This Caddy live performance feature Icy on the, you know what I'm saying? You'll see how we rock that on that joint. That was just the 10th. So still oldest.
It's going to be a lot of crazy shit. And yes, I do rap. Y'all can see what y'all want, but I rap. Shout out to my boy on the. A lot of niggas coming to me and be like, yo, Honest, you rap too? I didn't know. I just heard something or somebody just told me. But it's cool. I do. I do be on the low. But if you come to Philly Shine Radio, definitely hear it. But shout out to my nigga on the line. Motherfucking qualities, amazing. Definitely a jack of all trades. And when I say a jack of all trades, he fucking jacking them. Yeah, that's information to give out. He jacking them and climbing tops. And his most recent accomplishment, aside with Change the Beat, the movie, which Miss Caddy.
Yes, I am definitely your main character.
Main character. And a shout out to Dakota Flay.
That was my boo in the movie. I played alongside her. Jay Sean as well. Les Donna in that movie too.
Shout out to all you guys. But he just did the video for Swagger Jack. I wish I had some round of applause, but I'm just going to clap myself. Clap, clap. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio, EQ Philly. What's good?
What's up, baby? Baby, I ain't hear you in so long. I don't know what to do. Brother, cry or laugh. I don't know what's up with that.
What'd you say? Wait a minute. I'm going to send it to you. It's,
I don't know whether to cry or laugh.
BlogTalkRadio.com.
Do both, you.
Yeah, cry, laugh, smack your ass.
I remember those days. Yeah, definitely. What's
but,
up, baby?
No, I'm definitely chilling, you know what I'm saying? I got Miss Caddy over here. We showing love. You know how it is on Philly Shop Radio. You got to show off. Let everybody know who you are. I know you, but the callers might not. I want to say speaking the devil himself. I'm screaming out Cartel 215 all day, and then the founder, CEO, just happens to call in. I ain't even tell him I was on the show tonight. What's good?
Yeah, all I'm saying is, you know, I got my ears to the street, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
You know I got to listen to the Honest Fire Show every now and then to see who's on there. And when I heard your voice on there, I said, oh, shit, it's going down tonight.
Yeah.
I said she's gonna strangle me because I ain't got that.
You can't mess up this voice. This is a very distinctive voice. You can't mess this one up.
I thought she's gonna strangle me because I ain't had that piece ready for you, you know, so you can talk about
tomorrow.
That swagger.
You gotta be on it tomorrow.
We got it.
Shout out
but
to Fire Chick.
It's your boy EQ Philly, Cartel 215 all day, Illadel style. But, you know, I'm just excited to be on the show because I ain't been on this show in so long. It's been a minute.
Bye.
Shout out to, look, this Philly Shine, she on the van, you know, so I ripped hard with her, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. Like, she good peoples. I love the show. I love what she do. So at the end of the day, I know this is a girl's night out, so I ain't going to keep y'all too long. Let's go check the Cartel 215 Illadel Style site, you know what I'm saying? IlladelStyles.com.
Okay, yes, we definitely going to do it. We showing love, and yes, it's a ladies' night show. And we also got a few topics, you know what I'm saying? Sex topics are only going to be for my, I don't know which day I'm going to do it, but we not going to forget motherfucking the sex topics. Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, don't give me no sex topics. You know why? Because, you know, You know, you got me in this house by myself. I'm going to have to come find you.
Oh, shit. Don't be scared of me.
It's all good. You know, Jay Sean just put his, I just put up Jay Sean new video, so you check, y'all check for that joint, you know what I'm saying? It's called Got Me Hot.
We're gonna check it out. I'm going to get to some more callers. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, listening in. I'm going to open up your mic, and we're going to get it popping. I'm going to take a little musical break, you know what I'm saying? Then we're going to get to talking some more with Miss Caddy. We're going to talk about our topic for tonight. We have two topics. Well, I don't know how many ladies is listening in, but we got one talking about the fat guy's sizes. You know what I'm talking about. And then also, we want to know from everybody, you know what I'm saying, why is it that a woman can't so much ride it out with a man who gets locked up, let it be 3 months, 3 years, 30 years, you know? We want to talk about why would a guy leave, but this is my boy, Looney Tunes, in your motherfucking area. This is the only thing I like about not wearing a condom, featuring Coco Brown, raw that shit, shit hot. Looney Tunes in your area. Raw that shit. Technical difficulties. Oh, there we go. How's it looking? Okay, then.
Knowledge. Lights out. Got no time for the BS. Oh Jesus, please just get these niggas out my way before I snap and regress. Gorilla press these niggas. Ancient, I claimed it, cause everything I do bananas. Just face it, you're basic, you're faceless and unknown. You ET motherfuckers go home, you so old and so alone. Just
hey, man, I was over the girl house the other day. I ain't had no madams. You know what I did?
Roll that shit, roll that shit. Pull my hat and roll that shit. Roll that shit, roll that shit. Smash my ass and roll that shit. Roll that shit, roll that shit. Pull my hat and roll that shit. Roll that shit, roll that shit. Roll that shit. Smash my ass and roll that shit. You nasty. You nasty. Beat.
bank. Ozone in the building. DFS. Soup.
Hey,
I'ma tell you what he told me. Cash rules everything around me. I'ma get the money, I'ma get the car, I'ma get the jewelry, I'm gon' need it all. Then I'ma tell you like he told me. Cash rules everything around me. Then I'm gon' get the money, I'm gon' get it all. I'ma get the car, I'm gon' have the car.
Then I'm gon' get the money, and I'm gon' have a ball. And you ain't gotta worry, shorty, I'ma get it all. And you ain't gotta worry, shorty, I'ma break you off. But then I'm on my usher tip, you ain't got a car. See, I know they be faking, they don't wanna see me fall. And I know they be hating, they just wanna see me fall. They be trying to provoke me, they just wanna see me drop. And then they wanna see a nigga running from the law. See, banks ain't slow, mama never rent the boo. Said mama said, go, better take your butt to school. And that's just what I did, even though I broke the rules. Intelligent and arrogant, but still I'm super cool. You can catch me out at my hood, chillin' with the goons. And we ain't gotta worry, cause you know we got them tools. Yeah, I'm talking shotgun, 10 guns, fully automatic. So we got them semi-automatics too.
I'ma tell you what he told me. Cash rules everything around me. I'ma get the money, I'ma get the car, I'ma get the jewelry, I'm gon' get it all. Then I'ma tell you like he told me. Cash rules everything around me. Then I'm gon' get the money, I'ma get it all. I'ma get the car, I'm gon' have a car.
See if you smoke good, let me see you roll it up. And wherever you from, let me see you throw it up. If you hearing it's your birthday, go and do it up. And if you taking shots, let me see you double up. See, I do this for the hood, ain't nobody real as us. And I hope it's understood, ain't nobody touching us. Man, I wish a sucker would get hype, gas up that 40 cow spit. Flames, it'll light his ass up. Man, it ain't no game, what I spit is what I live in. Man, I'm trying to see change, I'm talking money and the difference. When I talk about a difference, I'm not trying to see no feeling. When I talk about money, no, I'm trying to make a killer. Picture me in a range with the paint still dripping. Or that old school Chevy while I'm wood green gripping. But it really don't matter, long as I'm still living. Cause whatever it is, know that I'm gon' get it.
I'ma tell you what he told me. Cash rules everything around me. I'ma get the money, get the car. I'ma get the jewelry, girls gon' get it all. Then I'ma tell you like he told me. Cash rules everything around me. Then I'm gon' get the money, I'ma get it all. I'ma get the car, I'm gon' have a car. Then I'm gon' have a car.
And shit, you just search a song and then it pop it up or whatever. We appreciate it. I gotta show love to my people. Say he been holding on and showing love. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate this guy. Very talented, hardworking young man. Repping Philly hard, and mostly what he repping even harder is himself and his team. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Raw Bucks, aka Spank. Wait a minute, I'm trying to open your mic, but Mike, can you hear me, Raw? There you go.
Hi. I got
to open. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
What it do, Mama? What it do? How you?
I'm chilling. I'm sitting
Miss Caddy,
here.
What it do, Miss Caddy?
What up?
Hey, yo, you know, first time I heard Miss Caddy was at Brownies, right? That's the first time I heard her, cuz.
Act like they don't know who I am, though, right?
I mean, you know, you got haters in the game, and you supposed to, you know, shit on them, and don't use no toilet paper, let them stink. You get them moving, like, you know, like, real recognize real. You just, I mean, fuck them haters. You know, I mean, I know you talk about Young Money and all that, but at the end of the day, you got to remember what Drake said. He said, I fell off. Ooh, I needed that.
Exactly.
Like, so,
I'm not that's the realest thing he could have ever said.
Like, at the end of the day, like, Nicki bitches shit. That's a compliment. That lets you know you're on fire.
You
and she can't
that
do
shit
it.
Before it came out. You was there.
Yeah, that's that was the song. See, I'm not a big Nicki fan. Like, I ain't listened to a chick since Eve, to be real with you. Like, you know, like, it's like, you know, I'll be 100% real with you. Plus, I've been booked most of my life, so I don't know what was going on out here. But I ain't with all the Jimmy Yam, Yam shit she be saying.
So I guess you ain't following nobody since Eve. I guess I should take that with a grain of salt. The fact that you feeling me and fucks with me, because you told me that since day one that I did meet you.
Oh, that's when you had the little goldish hairstyle. I was feeling the hairstyle too. Yeah.
When I was shaved all over, designs and some shit.
Oh yeah, you was killing them on the cow. I said, oh, this Miss Caddy. Yeah. And I see you with the caddy pocketbook with the little jumping, jumping the caddy. I said, look at her.
Car, you know the bag. Add it to the swag.
Yeah, I be seeing you though on a couple occasions, but I be keeping it moving. Like, I be seeing you on a couple occasions, your caddy and shit, you know what I mean? I be seeing you, like, slide through Upper Darby a little bit here and there.
No, I always zoom, 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 keep it moving.
Yeah, I might see you slide through Wembley Street or some shit, Wembley Road, where the fuck that road is right there.
So, yeah. Have you had a chance to check out her video?
No, honest, you know what type of dude I am.
Listen, you're in luck.
The computer, and TV, and all that.
We're going to play the song on the show tonight.
I'm going to tune in. I'm going to put my phone on loudspeaker, and then I'm going to tune in, and I'm going to send you a text as soon as I hear, and I'm going to let you know what it's hitting for. I'm going to be 100% honest. If it's ass, it's ass. It's hot, it's hot.
I appreciate it. You won't love it, fair warning, you won't love it. But definitely, you guys, check out the visual behind it. That shit just make it all even better,
I'm going to be there to show you love at Mills Creek tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
I'll make sure I'll be there to hold you down. You know what
listen. I'm a black out tomorrow. I'm a black the fuck out on stage tomorrow. I'm blacking out.
I don't think I can perform at Mills Creek no more, honest. Real rap.
Why?
Because I always fall off the stage. I threw money in the crowd and fell off the stage.
No, I'll be watching him, and it'd be like, you think you can fly. Like, that shit you be spitting be crazy. Your energy is crazy. I think you do be flying for the first 5 seconds, then it's like, all right, I ain't got no wings.
Hey, yo, I want to give a shout out to my man, Mar G's, man. He just got booked tonight, man.
No, just talk to him. Shut up.
Yeah, he just got booked. They just the law ran down on him and stuff, man. And
I just talked to him.
I just got a text from Santos just now, and like I told you, I got a house in Upper Darby, 3-bedroom house, jacuzzi in the bathtub for all you haters. You know what I mean? How you like me now? You know what I mean? And I got an apartment down 52nd and Walnut, so I don't be down there that much. So I let my man stay there. You feel me?
I want to ask you the topic question.
I know, I heard the topic.
You know what I mean? It actually was inspired by you. So you gotta reiterate on it a little bit. We gotta have a little discussion.
Okay,
but
first
we
of all,
want to know,
this is what I want to say.
You the topic question for, I know
oh,
you
I know
what
the topic
it,
is. I'm ready to go in already. I already know what it is. I heard it. I was listening.
Yo,
listen,
you got to give a presentation.
All right, go ahead.
But no, the topic is, you know, why is it that some females claim they ride for a nigga, claim they love him, but he get booked and they all of a sudden leave him? Like, what is that about? Like,
okay, first and foremost, you blame God for that. Because first and foremost, women is emotional creatures. And at the end of the day, y'all deal with emotions and feelings, and y'all get, like, you know, you get lonely. Women get lonely quick. Like, you know, y'all might ride out for a good year. After that, like, shit. Like, y'all might even ride for a nigga. But that's fine. Like, it's all about, you know, like, being there for a nigga mentally. That's all we need. Like, a nigga just need, yo, pictures and a letter once a week is the best thing you could ever do for a nigga that's booked. Like, so first of all, I want to say fuck Chartel and fuck Goody and fuck all the other bitches that did me wrong when I was booked. Because at the end of the day, I wasn't even up like that, but every little dollar I had, I spent on them. You feel me? And I make sure they was good. I support you, all my women, period, to the point where I don't have nothing. I make sure they good before I'm good. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, like, I feel as though, like, you know, like, the chicks, they didn't actually leave a nigga while I was booked, but it's the fact them bitches got pregnant while I was booked. You feel me? So it's like you didn't have enough respect for me to even throw a condom on and do what you gotta do. You know what I mean? I'm not telling you use a vibrator all the time or use that shit ain't gonna work all the time. That's like me not getting no pussy, keep beating my dick. I get tired of that. So you gonna get some pussy? Or you gonna get, I mean, like, so it is what it is. Like, we human. We all do what we got to do.
What advice could you give a girl that is riding for a nigga that, or that has to ride for a nigga? What advice would you give a girl so that she'd be able to accomplish that?
The only advice that I can get to a female, if your man doing 3 months to a year, you're like, a woman is really stronger than a man when it comes physically in certain ways. Like, we're not talking about muscular. We're talking about in other ways. You know what I mean? Y'all can hold out for a year. Men can't hold out for a week. Damn it, 3 weeks. Can't be better. Hold out for 2 days.
Wait a minute. So if I was with you and I got locked up for 2 weeks, you wouldn't wait for me?
Oh, 2 weeks. I can wait for you for 2 weeks. I know you're coming home in 2 weeks. But
play,
if I'm getting, like you know how the court system plays. Like, all right, we get, you know, us as folks, we get booked. You know how the game go. Oh, we go to court this week. I should be coming home. They postpone your shit, and you still booked. You know how it goes. Y'all get tired of waiting, and, you know, you get aggravated after a while. You get frustrated with it. Like, you know what I mean? But just because you get frustrated, you got to be strong and hold your man down. It's not going to always be easy. You know what I mean? If it's a person that you say you want to marry and all this stuff later on in life, then that means for better or for worse. So that means, like, you got to hold them down. But I'm not saying you can't do your thing.
Let's change it around, you know what I mean? And I'm no stranger to this situation, actually, because, you know, I actually had that happen to me. But for me, I chose not to ride because, number one, you know what I mean? I really felt like he did me way dirty. You know what I'm saying?
That's another thing.
Let me talk.
Yeah.
He did me dirty. And then after he got booked, I hear about, this was took the cake. Some bitch called my phone, talk about she had another baby by him. And, I must be a big girl because she was looking through my clothes. I'm like, no, I just got a fat ass. And she looking through my clothes.
She ain't lying about that, folks. That thing is plump.
She can hide that thing.
She can hide that shit in a.
So you call my phone? She can hide that. Disrespecting me? Hell yeah, I'm not riding, nigga. No,
oh, see, no, that's a different situation. Let me tell you something about men. Hey, men who's listening, who be getting booked and your woman leave and stuff like that. Listen, if you out here in the game, you gotta do your woman right. Because when you get booked, they got so much time to sit there and think.
All right, then.
Because you're not there. And, like, you get booked, and they start thinking and start reminiscing on shit. And they think they start weighing up options, the good things and the bad shit. If that bad shit outweighs, a good chance they're going to rock out and leave you, dumbass.
You know what I'm saying?
If you can't call your woman and let her know, or if she working, call her on her lunch break, or call her when she got free time and shit like that. Don't start doing that shit when you get booked, because they ain't not going to appreciate it as much as they did, you know what I mean, when you was home. You got to do that same shit, because a chick will call, you keep calling her, and she'll say the same shit to you on the phone, or you ain't calling me this much when you was the fuck was home, and you're going to be sick when she say that shit, but the truth hurts. So don't wait till you get in a tight situation and start trying to show them love. You got to do that shit out here now, so you get that same love back in return. And if she don't show the love back in return, then it was what it meant to be. She just thought she's a grimy bitch.
Right, but I got a secret, though. You want to know the secret?
What's the secret?
How about I always, you know, end up fucking with the Albert-ass nigga somehow, one way or another, right?
Don't fuck with me,
you know what I'm saying? I'm cut from a different cloth, honestly. So, you know what I'm saying? My character can't be compared to everybody else, because if I say I'm a ride, I'm riding. Period, point blank, that's how it's going to be. I wouldn't give a fuck what the numbers was going to be. But I always was waiting for a real ass nigga. Look, this is with females, and I'ma speak. Well, I can't even speak for all of them.
Can I ask you a question? What do you consider
I'm
real?
I'm nigga minded, huh?
What do you consider a real ass nigga? Explain that to
me. I'm about to tell you what a real ass nigga would say to a woman before he get booked. And this would be his better chances, if this was really coming from the heart, his better chances to get a bitch to ride points. Like, you know what? Nigga wasn't saying, look, I'm about to go through this time.
Ma, look, I know you got needs. I love you. I know you love me. You got needs. Rock out. Do what the fuck you gonna do. But when it's time to have bread on my books, say that bread on my books. When it's time for a business, you come see me. If I fly you a kite, write me back. In the meanwhile, until I get home, do you. But when I come home, that shit is bad. That's what a real nigga would say. Not
that's what I told Ratchet.
He'll be putting the bitch, you know what I'm saying, on hold. Now, that is some shit a real nigga would say, and I always waited for a nigga to say that to me, to ever got booked. And guess what? None of them never did.
But hey, Jenny, listen. That's because
me,
you ain't meet the niggas, you ain't meet none of the niggas that I know.
Right. Look, for me, I still roll, you know what I'm saying? It's different. It's still different things. I ain't even got a, you know what I'm saying? I got another list right now, like 15. I go on J-Pay heavy every fucking week. You don't got to do with people that I mess with. If we
exactly.
could have been childhood friends, I know what it takes. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been booked before. I've been locked the fuck up. So I know what it takes to see a letter and have a kite, to have a smile on your face. You know what I'm saying? If
yeah.
that's what it takes, that's what it takes. I know what it's still like, you know what I'm saying, for a person just to want to have some flicks to look at or whatever like that, you know? I know about
hey,
that side of things. You know what I'm
listen,
saying? So
one chick,
just
one,
that small.
Hey, Caddy.
Yeah.
One chick rolled for me, right? One chick.
Yeah.
Guess what I did?
What's that?
I came home
you
and banged her ass.
That's why I said you put a ring on it. Exactly.
Put a ring.
That's only right. You know what I'm
no,
saying?
Listen.
But
I was.
You know
I
what I'm saying? On the same token, you should always just
hey,
make the option to them. You know what I'm saying?
Because
who knows if a nigga, if it, a lot of people ain't used to it being on the other end of the having a man, then your girl get locked up. People not used to that. To know the same thing, would you wait for me if I left? Like, a lot of people don't know that, but, you know what I'm saying? Shit do happen. It is female privilege prisons when they go to jail. You know what I'm saying? My
yeah,
ass was sitting up
riverside.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this, Caddy, right? It's a situation like this. When a woman and a man be together, a woman has to sit down and analyze shit. This is what a man to analyze shit.
Mm-hmm.
If I got booked, as a woman point of view, if she asks herself, if I got booked for 3 or 6 years, nigga, would you rock out for me? Like, would you send me money on my books? Would you come to my visits?
That's how they
look at it. Would you get on, like, if you don't have a car, would you get on that fucking bus every month and make sure you be down here
right.
and come see
right.
me? Like, honestly, like, me personally, I rock out like that for my wife because I know how what type of person she is. And
yeah.
I'm not saying I wouldn't do my dirt. Like, come on, let's keep it realistic.
Exactly.
I wouldn't do
that.
And my sex drive is through the fucking roof.
And it wouldn't come to her face.
She wouldn't need a fucking, she wouldn't need a penny.
And when you need her, you would, when she needed you, you would be there. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You would be on all them visits. And that's how it used to be. Like, I'd be that bitch. I'd be bringing you some shit up there to make sure I didn't have to put the money on your books. You were sending for yourself. Because I took that risk to put myself out there to bring you up some shit. For
yeah,
you to have
exactly.
to back to the block
exactly.
to get your own bread.
Oh.
You feel what I'm
and
saying?
You niggas,
that was me.
And all you niggas,
but,
listen. One more thing, Caddy.
Real fast, niggas get it fucked up. This is what pisses me off from places I dealt with. You know what I'm saying? If I was coming to visit you 3 times a fucking week, and next week I decide to come too, I don't want to fucking hear your mouth bitching because I missed that day. You know what I'm saying? Don't I
no,
have a
no, you can't complain
too?
About that. Can't complain about because at the end of the
that's
day, your
saying.
Life is
that's
not on hold.
You know what I'm saying? That's how people would do. Like, what the hell? Like, just be glad that I'm doing that. A lot of bitches want to change their number. Won't get no collector on their phone to act stupid. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot more than they used to be back in the day. Just respect that. You know what I'm saying? You would
yeah.
never feel when a nigga goes to
they got phone calls now, though.
Bill.
We got phone calls
that's
now.
Bill.
They got phone calls now, though.
On some real shit, I can't stand niggas out of jail who act like that shit ain't bills, but we gonna move on.
No,
a
but it's real
bit.
Though. Like it's
one.
Real. Hey, one more thing. The nigga that did the shit to you on his fire, that was the lame ass nigga who didn't have his hoes in check. First and foremost, if he say he loving you and all that other shit, if you doing dirt, your woman should never find out. That should never be back in her fucking
never.
Face.
Never.
And there's no fucking way in the world that she should have
no.
had the fucking number calling
never.
Your fucking phone.
Never.
So, he played himself.
But when it comes to hit the fan, there should have always been, you should have never, like, shouldn't know, never, bitch, never came before. It'd have been like, bitch, I don't know, you shut the fuck up.
You should know where home at. You should know where home at, period.
Like, if it did come up, you feel what I'm saying? Always, if you put somebody and said, that's wifey, that's first, whoever that is, that's always going to be first. You never let a person come
every woman, like, basically, if I go do my dirt, I'm going to keep it 100. If I go do my mm-hmm. dirt, every chick going to know I got a wife. This was, I'm not leaving my wife.
That's
I'm not leaving my wife.
Don't keep it funky at no more. Don't lie. You know what I'm saying? The truth do come. What's in the dark does come to the light. That's when niggas get fucked up from the beginning.
Like
because
every,
half of the time, that make a bitch want you more if you was to say you was married. Honestly.
I tell a chick, because you already know, like I tell a chick from the gate, like, listen, I'm married.
I got a wife. I'm not leaving my wife. I just want to, like, if you want to have fun, we're going to have fun. That's just what it is. It ain't going to be no more than that. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
you know, as women, we're emotional creatures. Once you hit, we start looking for more. We start feeling like, oh, he can make him leave his wife. I can change something. You know, honestly, we do. We can be wrong sometimes. It do work out that way. Sometimes it don't, but we're emotional creatures. So, you know what I'm saying?
That's why, honest, I'll be real. That's why I hit him. I hit him, and I call him once a month. I let him know, like,
shut up.
I keep, because you got to keep it hood with him. You can't make him feel like that because y'all are emotional creatures.
Soon, I can't wait till you a guest and I have some of your music to show off.
Man,
are you honest?
So thorough, fucking intelligent. There's some thorough ass talk. Like, niggas' minds ain't even straight.
No.
Like, they have these fucking conversations and shit. Really, shout out, like, real for real, like, on some real talk.
Hey, Miss Caddy, listen. Hey, Miss Caddy, take my number from Honest later on. Hit me up. I'm trying to collab with you. You ain't got to worry about me swagger jacking your shit. Matter of fact, I'm trying to get on the joint with you and Honest, and we tear that shit down, like,
hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Like, matter of fact, you go on YouTube, type my name in, Raw Bucks, RAWBUCKZ, you see the videos.
You can tell them, but, oh, I know what it is. You can tell them, the viewers are listening. I know what it is.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean? But, Miss Caddy, I want to get with you. I want to rub my fingers through your hair and all that shit, too. You know what I mean? I want to ride a shotgun in your caddy. You know,
right,
I want to let niggas know, like it ain't nothing wrong with coming at a female. You ride a shotgun in her caddy.
She's on my shotgun. Yes, I can drive, but I'd rather a chauffeur.
Hey, I don't mind doing that either. Kick your feet up. You know what I mean? And we can pull over and I rub your toes for you. Ain't about nothing.
That's what's up, boo.
I keep it 100%. I keep it 100%.
I just said she wants something. When we do our command, we have a threesome on that track.
And listen, I want niggas to know, like, if you got a chick like Honest Fire or Miss Caddy, they very, very independent women. And if you not a secure man, don't even come at them because you ain't gonna be able to handle that type of swag.
No,
you know what I mean? So if you down and they up, you still gotta be able to have confidence and know that they gonna rock out with you until you get up. You can't be one of them insecure ass girls who they good looking women, so niggas will come at them all day long. But you gotta be secure enough to know that at the end of the day they coming back home. They still coming home with daddy, so you shut the fuck up and just handle that shit. Deal with that shit. They artists and they gonna have niggas come at them. They got groupies who'll come at them and shit like that. So you gotta be strong and know that they still coming home with daddy.
You're right. I ride
with yourself.
Like, if I got a car and you walk in, it don't matter because I drive. So you driving too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I got a crib, your house, it don't matter because I got a house, so you got it too. But I done helped build up. By the time, you know what I'm saying, they get back up and I get them to where they should be, it's either I done got tired of them or they done shitted on me so bad that I don't even want them no more, or they done shitted on me so bad that I don't even fuck with them, so I never get to reap the benefits. So that's why.
You know what, niggas, I start realizing? You know that saying that you never know what you got until you lose it?
Hell yeah.
Niggas gotta start realizing what they got before they lose it. That way they can keep it.
Every last one of my exes still, I want to say, stalks with a capital S to gag. Because it ain't nothing like having your ego stroke. And niggas getting the ego stroke, they be wanting way more. They definitely, what's up, Mwah? They want way more, and they act like they can't handle it.
Niggas be wanting more than what they deserve. And not only that, it's like women got egos too, and niggas gotta learn to stroke theirs.
A woman ego, I'm gonna say, is more grander than a man. But hold on, we gonna pause for 1 second. I wanna take another caller before we get into swag jacking the new fucking hot ass track from Miss Caddy. Check out the video. EQ Philly definitely did his thing with directing and producing that video. It was crazy. But we got a call from the 215
on the line.
Take your phone off the speaker.
Hello?
Welcome to Philly Talk Radio. 215.
What up?
603, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up? Who this?
Come on, man. You already know what it is. Shout out.
Huh?
Miss Gaddy. It's your boy Casino, man. Cut it out.
Oh, what's up, nigga?
What's going on?
We got a little background noise or whatever, a little bit here and there, whatever, whatever.
Yeah, I had your own speaker.
The prospects in the building.
Yeah, definitely. Y'all was on your whole Maury thing, so how you know I fell back? You're not the father.
Shut up. You already know what it is. Shout out to you. Definitely appreciated y'all rocking out my November Diamond Spotlight. It was great having y'all on stage with us. I got to get some more of y'all music so I can show up to you guys, but... chill with
yeah.
me. Thank you so much for listening. I had to open up your mic, and the only reason I asked who you are is because Philly Shine Radio don't know who you are. You got to shout it out, nigga.
It's cool. You know, Philly Shine. You know, I switch my numbers like I switch my holes or switch my wheels. You know, that's what I do.
Anyway. I changed my hair. I think, what did I change? And then we're gonna check out the track Swag Jacket right now. And then we're gonna go around the room because I'm actually in a room full of talented, beautiful people. Shout out to the beautiful view behind. Damn, that's beautiful. I'm gonna take a picture, twit pic this shit.
Don't sell live.
But we're going into the track. I'm gonna let you introduce it, Miss Caddy. Well, there we go. There you go. It's Miss Caddy Swagger Jacket coming to TV, theaters, every fucking thing you can think of, radios, whatever, near the fuck you. And directed straight at your head to Nicki Minaj, your swag jacket bitch.
That's you, man. You done outdid yourself with this track, man.
I feel you.
Man, can you believe this swagger jacket going on?
Oh.
What? I'm a force to be reckoned with, and I ain't even got a deal yet.
What you gonna do?
I'ma start making these bitches bite the curb, man.
Tell them how you feel.
Let's go. Was giving you credit, but now you done crossed the line. Crying to my shit, and you not even paying, huh? What you thought, I stay quiet and not speak my mind? Yes, you really Barbie plastic brain and no fucking mind. Clever way to do it, I'll give you a hint. Switch up my song and pass it off like it's Birdman's. Yeah, Kim, I'm known for this. It won't be the first man, I guess, to me. I'm the big shit, and you the third man. No wonder why you say this shit is easy. But you couldn't see me as Nicki and Lady Weezy. No thoughts to your rhymes, the shit don't appease me. Don't fade away fast, cause you done got greedy. Take it from the underdog, did it get that bad? Let me guess, writer's block, you couldn't think of your trash. Got your stomach cramping up, go and get you a pad. Mortal Kombat, now who's mad? They swag, jacking me. They swag, jacking me. They swag, jacking me. What if you on blast, give you reason to be mad? They swag, jacking me. They swag, jacking me. They swag, jacking me. Put you on blast, give you reason to be mad. Graham suit, it ain't over. Pull my britches up, lace my boots like a soldier. One man army, Rambo, I'm throwing boulders. I like the mother bro. It ain't about the exposure. Give credit when it's due, man. Somebody should have told ya. I guess I was a threat. Next in line, hitting quotas. Just admit I'm fly so I can brush my shoulders. If they let me in this game, career will be over. Run to your puppet master. Caddy ready to fight. You got the game fucked up. You ain't doing it right. If you needed you a rider, you could have flew me a kite. Second stayed out of your sight. You make it folks how you bore, and you all on top. If you ask my opinion, the old Nicki was top. Now you walk around like Polypuff girls in dreadlocks. What do you mean this? Is you a rapper or do you sing pop? They swag, jacking me. They swag, jacking me. They swag, jacking me. What you on blast? Give you reason to be mad? They swag, jacking me. They swag, jacking me. They swag, jacking me. Put you on blast? Give you reason to be mad? I'm in my lane, so keep it in yours. Never once came at you, but you opened the doors. For a sec, I actually wanted to collab with this all. That shit is dead now, it ain't an option no more. And you the first person talking about sharing, narrowing, and your bitches your word. But you really don't care. The game is too for a female takeover, yeah. So be prepared, cause Caddy, yes, I'm coming this year. And I'ma beat this shit. Better yet, a barbarian. Take you down a notch or two, make you lose your arrogance. I'm telling you harder than you'll be Nancy Kerrigan. If you ain't want beef, you should have stayed a vegetarian. If you can't sell, yeah, you made a mistake. daughters that ain't holding their weight. No prize with them, though. They ain't taking my cake. SU, you have a Kit Kat and take you a break, bitch. They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. Put a few on blast, give you reason to be mad. They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. Put you on blast, give you reason to be mad, 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 mad.
That's my shit. Y'all heard it here.
And what?
Swag jacking me. Fuck it, Nikki. And then, at the same time, my girl Caddy gonna come with even more harder music, and she gonna let everybody know, you swag, jack me, because you bad as shit.
It's a couple little five-word bar hooks. That's what she calls from all day, just what I'm thinking, just one line, you know what I'm saying? Like one fucking whole bar for me, like five, six words. Like, are you kidding me? Like, this is what she wanted for that. But it's okay, because at the end of the day, I'm going to get my check. I'm going to put you on blast. It's reason to be mad. Now, that's why that's sad, because the song she took for me was called Why You Mad. And that's what some of you guys might have heard on the radio. It was Birdman's song. Like I said, you know, you guys see the behind-the-scenes interview of it. Birdman tell you how she gave him the song. You know what I'm saying? But they can't explain where they got it from. It's Lil Wayne trying to explain it with Nicki Minaj sitting there with a microphone laughing. He's talking about, I got to ask Nicki why I see her, how she came up with the words, why you bad, why you chose it.
We already know. And guess what, bitch? You swag jacket and you got fucking caught. What do you think about that track EQ? And what made you get on board with it? I'm going to ask you a little for me. Make it stay. EQ. EQ.
Oh, my fault. I had y'all on mute. So.
It's cool. I'm still here. But like I said, I'll repeat the question. EQ, what made you get on board to help Miss Caddy out to do this record? How did that come about? Because you're the producer. I love the track.
Yeah, I definitely produced the track, produced the video. You know, but the bottom line is, I mean, a lot of people in the industry have been still on, like, underground artist themes. And Philly right now, a lot of people say we got the most talent. You know what I'm saying, too? I mean, you can go everywhere. I mean, Kiss said it. I mean, a lot of people said it. You know, Philly got the most talent. And I think that we don't get recognized for our talent, but I know a lot of people come down here, steal our swag, the whole nine, you know what I'm saying, and then go back to their territory and act like they just got found this newfound style or whatever the case may be. So when she came to me with the idea, I just thought it was relevant for the times. You know what I'm saying? Like at this time, everybody, these guys be eating. You know what I'm saying? It's easy for them to put out a steal a song, put it out, and claim it as theirs. I mean, look what Jay-Z and them going through right now as far as, you know, taking people beats and shit like that. So, like, and music. So, like, at the end of the day, it's easy for them to put out a song, even if they stole it from somebody, because they got the clout to make it happen. So, from a fan point of view, you look at it and be like, oh, no, they stole that from Nicki, da-da-da-da. But at the end of the day, these guys hear stuff that we do, and then they be like, fuck it, we going to take that. I mean, they can't prove that we took it, whatever, da-da-da-da. You know what I mean? From that angle. You know what I mean? So, like, money talk, for real, in the game. You know what I mean? And this game a beast right now. So she had a right, she deserved a right to, you know what I mean, address the issue. And that's what she's doing, addressing the issue. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a type of person, I know I will probably never diss a person. If anybody got any strange shit to say about me, just know if I find out, I might kill your firstborn. I don't know. I'm just that crazy and don't give a fuck. But I really would like for anybody who feel like, hey, I was doing this shit first, don't let them take your credit. Use that as a way to put the spotlight on you. I'm going to take your shine since you want to take my work, you know what I mean? And it's only right, like, give me my attention. Y'all like this shit so much, but y'all really like me, y'all, you know what I'm saying? And that I feel like should have given Miss Caddy, you know what I'm saying, that motivation to say, oh, all right, or a kind of exclamation, like, yeah, what you did was hot, because now look, you inspired this bitch to steal from you, you know what I mean? Like, now this bitch, she took your shit, you know what I'm saying? Like,
whatever the case may be, you can definitely see the similarities. I'm going to play Miss Katie's song, Why You Mad, a little bit more into the show, but definitely thanks for tuning in. Casino, I appreciate you calling in. You know, you're one of my favorite people. I fucking love your music, too. I got to support the prospects coming so soon, you know what I mean? Just send your music through. I'll text you my email address. You could be able to check it out, all right? All right. Now, we're going to go into some more music, take a little break. I'm trying to relax a bit. We are in this beautiful hotel room. Like I said, happy birthday, LDP. I'm a fucking nigga. I'm going to show some love, and I'm going to play some music. This is a track that I did with my homeboy, Big Face Dunny. Check it out. Yeah, I rap too, y'all. Don't get it fucked up. I'm blacking out on Mill Creek stage tomorrow. Come see that shit.
Money. Yo. Fresher in them gully, model biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog, I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. Huh. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track and sound crystal. You dudes bout to be out the game, 6 fouls. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up. You go do them little dishes.
Big Dunny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid talk. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is. I'm always on top, I'm living on the lid. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
Had to show love, you know what I mean? Play some music real fast. And I'm pretty much about to go over in a room, check out who I'm chilling with, you know what I'm saying? Of course, LDG, happy birthday. We chill in this room because of you. We're going to go around and say hello. Of course, my homeboy, CLS. All right, shut the fuck up. All right. My memory ain't that bad. Yeah. Sees a lot of soul in the building. Definitely been fucking with you since 08, you know what I mean? Shout out to Fluid. Always wish I could support you, but I love that you are a person that's always doing stuff, productive, performing, you know what I'm saying? So go ahead and share your Twitter information or your website. Let everybody know where they can be able to check you out or whatever.
All right, no doubt. What up, everybody? You know what I mean? It's your boy Caesar Live Soul. We up in here with Amy Live Soul on the 28th floor doing it big with Honest Fire, you know? Miss Amy Live Soul. But, yeah, you know, hit me up on that Twitter. Oh, Mrs.
Yeah.
Mrs.
She got your last name.
Soul.
Mrs. Yeah.
Word up, word up. We got that correction in there. Yo, hit me up on that Twitter at Caesar Live Soul, CEASERLIVESOUL. You know what I mean? I'm always out here, always making music, doing my damn thing. So hit up that Twitter, hit up that Facebook, you know what I mean, and just get with me.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Appreciate it. Now, Mrs. Caesar Live Soul. Our topic question for today is, if your man was to get booked, you know what I mean, would you support him? I know Caesar Live Soul is an up-and-up dude, but you never know. He might be somewhere, and they might plant some shit on him, and he got to do 3 months to clear his name. You going to wait for him?
Of course I'll wait for him. That was for him daily all the way through to the top.
Oh, shit. That's a little ride for you. She made that up. She was like, oh, wait a minute. I know how to answer this question. Fuck that. It was a good-ass question. Yeah, exactly. Good high five, too. But we will go around the room, like I said. Shout everybody out. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Tell them what you do, where they can find you.
Well,
you know what I mean?
It's your boy, LDJ.
Birthday man.
Yeah, the birthday boy. You know, we down here rapping, like, maxing and relaxing a little bit. You know what I mean? Your girl, Honest Fire, in the building. You know, you can find me at www.pshawproductions.com. You know what I mean? We're an interactive workshop. We do a lot of videos, mixtape down, artist development, you know, edification on vocals, you know. There's a lot of stuff. I hold showcases, too.
And I got to say one thing about this man. So super thorough. Definitely an interview coming soon because we got to get to know you. Like, I'm trying to get to know what you got going on. But one thing I'm learning, he's a person that masters what he does. I have not seen him do not one unthorough thing. And for most niggas, that's rare. Like, a person being on your P's and Q's all the time, I'm glad to be here to celebrate your birthday with you.
Okay.
And like I said, coming soon, Philly Shine Radio. I done shouted him out a couple times, LDG, the birthday man.
Yeah, definitely. Just let everybody know that celebration continues, that I got a fan appreciation / party night. We're doing it at Big Bang's on this Tuesday, the 13th,
yes,
with me and my cousin, Meek 46.
Me?
Yeah, shout out to her. Big shout out to Meek 46. She has something else going on tonight.
Am I gonna see her at all tonight?
I don't think she was gonna make it down here enough time, so I just tweeted her a little while ago. But you know, we're doing it down there. We're gonna have a fan appreciation party down there. We're gonna be giving away some CDs, some T-shirts, and stuff like that.
I'm gonna be there.
People come out, and support, show love.
I'll probably come. Can I come blackout too? I'm in my blackout bag. All right, that's what I appreciate. Can I get some shout outs from you guys? What's good? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
Y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy P. Shaw. You know what I'm saying, in the building.
You
your
on
girl,
Twitter? I'm gonna follow you on
Facebook.
Twitter.
You can follow me anywhere you want, honest.
Don't look at me like that with those sexy faces.
Sorry.
Stay your Twitter. Okay, it's professional.
JP Shaw. Y'all can just type in. You know, you can type in the email everywhere, and it'll pop up all the information. PShawProductions@yahoo.com, and that'll take you everywhere from Google to whatever. Y'all check it out. Let me know how y'all like it. Love it.
And stop flirting.
Whatever. That's the
stop
eyes.
Fucking
you flirting. Look in my eyes. Honestly, well, you can't blame me.
I think I was reading his lips. Maybe I'm flirting. Let me back up.
No, y'all have a good night, though, man. I hope y'all enjoy my girl, Caddy, man. She's doing a thing big. So
yes,
we just trying to block out the haters, do anything legitimate, you know what I'm saying? So y'all follow the movement. It's a major movement going on.
I'm fucking with it. We're going to get back to Miss Caddy, but like I said, I got to say what's up to the room full of beautiful people. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
What it is, it's Anthrax, the General Drum Boy Cartel. You know, imthrax.com, www.imthrax.com, Twitter, @Thrax_187. Check me out. We Hustle, Drop 5, Lil Wayne, you know, got a couple tracks out. I'll be coming soon. The General's Return drop in February 21st, 2012. Let's go. That's John Boy Cartel in the building.
That's what's up. Well, yeah, we got to get all y'all on the show, get a chance to get to know you. What about you, Mr. Handsome?
You know,
I like the man in red.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, any color you like, baby. But, you know, I'm just like his manager, you know, Hard Press Records, John Boy Cartel, you know, definitely getting on that project. General's Return,
right,
coming soon. You know, you can follow me at County Mars on Twitter. You know,
County Mars, spell it.
County Mars, CountyMarz.
Okay, I got you. County Mars, okay.
We work in progress. We trying to do this thing right for the city.
I fucks with it. It's cool. It's a whole nother room with people because we got the adjoining room and shit. Find me in the jacuzzi. Where the big tub? Did you get the big tub? Because I got to relax. Yeah, I got to relax in the big tub, you know what I mean? Every time I'm in the Lowe's, if I'm not in the big tub, I'm not in the
Hey, mate, I was over at the girl house the other day. I ain't had no madams. You know what I did?
Roll that shit, roll that shit. Pull my hat and roll that shit. Roll that shit, roll that shit. Spread my hands and roll that shit. Roll that shit, roll that shit.
Turning back that high life, don't turn it back that high. better knock me off my high horse. But I live that high life, that high life, that high life, that high life.
It ain't about no exposure. I'm going to say that one more time for the people in the cheap seats who wasn't listening. We having a little conversation with Miss Caddy about the diss record. You know what I mean? She came at you.
I
mean,
we first would have to.
You don't?
Like, it's not even a. It's not a diss record. It's just me speaking upon something I didn't like. So I'm not even necessarily dissing her. Like, if you listen to the song, I'm talking about what she did and how I didn't like it, telling her how she did it and how I felt about what she did. I guess a few, you know what I'm saying, little observative low blows in there.
Yes, wait, but I was about to say, hold on, wait a minute.
Observative low blows.
It was still, like, clarified and funny. You know what I mean? As serious as I take this song, this shit is fucking hot. You came at her motherfucking neck, and I love
that.
That
wasn't even hard, like.
No, no. I think what you just now said was hard as shit.
Yeah.
What you just now said, yeah. Y'all coming soon. Y'all can't even get it. That was exclusive. Once we get the Philly Shine cameras and check out the behind the scenes and how we going, like why music is playing, y'all be able to check that out. But you know what? We do have a couple callers listening in. I'm gonna change screens and a little iPad thing. And shout you out and welcome you to Philly Shine Radio. Definitely thank you so much for calling in. We have a caller, 267-588. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Give me 2 seconds. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 267.
And I'm calling from West Philadelphia, baby. What's going on?
What's good? Who that?
This Thursday, I finally fucking catch your ass. Like, every time I listen, it's either, like, a half an hour before the shit gonna come on or an hour after it just went off. So I always be missing. I'll be like, what the fuck? Like, oh, my God. That's why I just, like, texting you on fucking Twitter and shit.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm so glad that you hit the Twitter because you almost cussed me the fuck out for saying FF Persia sale. I'm like, that means fucking bad. She's like, don't fucking FF me, bitch. Who the fuck is you? It's like, no, she ain't say that to me.
I know.
So, welcome.
Anyway, oh, my God, girl.
Now, this is a special woman, so I have to let y'all know who she is.
Now, you're
this
a
is Persian Sale. Amazing singer, talented model, runway walk, amazing thing, fucking fierceness. Yes. Persian Sale, singing ass. Tight ass, yes. We heard about you. Lovely. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, definitely, girl. You know, I was like, I need to go. The thing is, I mean, I'm trying to catch on your days and stuff like that. But anyway, yeah, I be out and about and everything. And, you know, I ran into you the other day at Parkside, so that was a good thing. You know, we still in Buffalo.
Yes.
Like, partying and shit.
To say the least. Remember I was stealing the people candy and shit?
Yeah, exactly. I was just like, oh, my God. But just wanted to call in and, you know, say what's up, you know, show some love or whatever. And just tell you I'm listening, and that's basically it. So
I got to show you love, and I definitely saw the tweet, and I'm going to be there to support you December 30th, and you're performing for Kevin A. Shine. Kevin is such an amazing person. I can't wait to meet him in person. He's definitely that man that
I got
to talk to Chris and a whole bunch of other people. So if you guys are not in the building, can you please share the information for us? Because all I know is I'm coming. That's what I know.
Yeah. December 30th, Kevin A&R Shine is going to be at Dobbs. It's only $5. Now, I'm telling you, usually meet and greets and stuff like this are usually $25 and up just to listen to a motherfucker talk, okay? Dobbsy,
yeah.
She is a great woman. She is pro-artist, and she's really trying to help artists get the information that they need and come in contact with the people that have been successful in the industry, even though the industry is changing, but you know, have been successful, and they're on the cusp of what's going on and what the changes are and what you need to do as an artist.
It's only $5, and it's December 30th, 5:30. And, you know, I'll be performing as well. Definitely come out, you know, see, I got some new music, all of that, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. You can go to PersiaSoundBit.com to check that out, or you can go to PersiaSoundRocks.com, and that will lead you to my Reverb Nation, and you'll get all the information and everything like that. But definitely, it's just great for all the artists to come out, learn more about the industry, which is, you know, always a good thing. You can never know too much because the industry is always evolving and changing.
Yeah.
So it's always good to get it from the,
I guess,
the horse's mouth.
Come check you out. Are you performing with a band?
Yeah, it's going to be a live band and everything. So there's going to be other performers. Stassi hasn't told me everybody yet because the playlist also support, you know, Akeem every Friday, the playlist. Live band, get up there, freestyle, get on the mic. They're doing big things over there, Dobbs. And that's usually, I think his nights are free, but I'm not sure. It depends on if he has, like, a big name. Because last week it wasn't because Jaguar was there. So I think he's been doing it pretty much free every Friday.
Yeah, CLS just said they are free. But, all right, well, I'm going to definitely come support you. Chill out with me because I got my girl, Miss Caddy, on the line. And we getting ready to listen to the track where we could say they bought a fucking Swag Jack. Like, this is the track that was Swag Jack. So... And I want to say, I'm trying to think, but I know every female that I know was at this Mill Creek. I think that was May when you performed, Miss Teddy, and they loved this song. Like, I don't know any fucking woman who's not going to sing along. Yeah, no, but I'm saying, like, this one in particular, I had all my sisters there. It was like 20 of my girlfriends there, and everybody like, oh my goodness, my sister like, this is my shit. So this her shit, live on Silly Shine Radio, Why You Mad by Miss Caddy. Check it out, y'all.
Straight off a poster, and I hold it down like a diva supposed to. And I'm on some booze, sip my drinks on the coaster. And yes, I can drive, but I'd rather a chauffeur. Sipping Ace of Spades, lay out on the sofa. Haters talk slick, but they never look closer. And I'm talking third person, but you get the reversal. Take it how you want it. This ain't no rehearsal, no. I got it all. I'm a boss till I fall. And I did it for myself, no man helps at all. And how many of y'all can never say that? I'm a buck 60, baby. Tell me where you ate at. Tell me where you ate at. Better yet, tell me where you played at. They might have bucked the mind and play back. Then I'm a caddy, sick for life, to hell with Maybach. Then you can ride to that, cause I'm stating a fact. Why? She fly, she fly, she cute, she cute, she bad. She bad, you bad, you bad, bad, damn. She fly, damn, damn, she fly, damn. She cute, damn, damn, she cute, damn. She bad, damn, damn, she bad. Why you mad? Why you mad? I'm looking like a movie star, party like a rock star, like a porn star, navigate like a little star. Don't forget who you are, cause I be the freshest. Track so sick, Dre, I had to come and bless it. And I rock the latest, party out Vegas. Customized gear, middle fingers to the haters. Dumping Henny straight, no need for the chasers. No time for little lead, cause I made it to the majors. I'm looking for a sponsor, so I'm taking applications. Talking big money, play your overseas vacation. Just cut a check, no need for conversation. Swag on over low, boo, I can't even fake her. Dress looking da-da, shoes saying Prada. I'm about a dollar, Miss Caddy holla. Keep them on the leash so I tighten up the collar. If you were lame, then don't you even bother. She fly, she fly, she cute, she cute, she bad, she bad. You mad, you mad that damn. She fly, damn, damn, she fly. Damn, damn, she cute. Damn, she bad. Damn, damn, she bad. Why you mad? Why you mad? You mad cause I'm cute and you probably need LIFO. Say your pennies up, get insurance with Geico. Couple girlfriends.
friends. It ain't nutty, had they medicine. Beat it like Michael, take advice from a veteran. Do me no favors, I live for the haters. Y'all word about Nikki, yeah, and I'm the real danger. So Google the name, Miss Caddy, I claim. I got 20/20 vision, yes, I'm seeing my pain. She fly, she fly.
CEO, EQ Fully, Change the Beat was a movie about shit just like this. You know, artists in the game trying to get songs played on the radio. How, you know, they had a little camps and squad. It's mostly payola. You got to pay for this, pay for that. If you ain't doing this, you're doing that. You know, just life lessons and stuff that real niggas is living right now, not just how it is. So it's a real movie, you know, real informational. Gives you some ideas and tracking the behind it of how to deal with certain situations or how to cross them and overcome them. So, you know, I'm starring alongside of Dakota Black in that. I'm playing Lisa, which he's playing AK. I'm his girl. So I'm the, you know what I'm saying, get down ass chick or whatever. It was easy for me. I got to play myself. But the movie premiere is all ready for this year. We're doing a bigger premiere coming out soon for you. Like I said, after the holidays and everything, January hitting, we're going to let everybody know this movement is starting. Illadel Styles, Cartel 215, stand up. Also, too, you know, you forgot to mention, too, there's a nice track coming out, too, all-female track, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to EA. It's EA on this one, EA. Yes, 808.
Shout-out to my girl, wait a minute. We got to definitely shout-out my girl, Chantel, and Core Co., you know what I mean, banging publicists. EA, Back to Basics, Real Raps TV. Shout out to my boy 808, doing your motherfucking thing. I'm coming through to work. It's a track. It's going to be Last Donna, B Dot, Trinity. I mean, Miss Caddy, she already laid her verses. I got mine coming soon, and I'm definitely coming in. I'll be like, I want to be naked. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I start off that joint. So we're going to go in so crazy. It's a crazy movement, and I just want to take this time to say, right now, Philly Shine Radio is big. I had to take a hiatus because y'all would not believe the hate that I had to overcome. Sometimes it gets me to tears because I have so many people who I can say I
want to. I want you to win.
It's not.
I want you to win.
Y'all want me to win. Stop being in my fucking face. Stop trying to smoke my weed. Stop trying to drink my fucking liquor. Stop trying to drink my food. Stop eating my fucking chicken because y'all know I cook four times a day. Stay the fuck.
Right.
Fuck off my dick. Yes, Candy, you could cook too. Oh, man. She could fucking cook.
Oh, that's the West catering. I own my own company.
Yeah, definitely shout that out. Yo, y'all know, all my listeners on Philly Shine Radio, y'all know how I get about food. Y'all know how I get about food. Miss Candy could cook.
After the New Year's as well. After the holidays over, dinners will be back. That's the West Catering, you dig. WP stands up. Pair up all day. Shout out to Connections. As Mayor Connections, where it all started. That was an 8-year run I had, you know what I'm saying, with them bartending, managing, cooking, own catering business, everything. Like, it all stemmed and started from there. So, big shout out to them.
You know what, Miss Candy? I need a part two because, like, tonight we were able to talk about the track that you have, you know what I'm saying, and other things that you have coming up.
I agree.
Seriously.
You want me to give you a part two on?
Yes, as an artist.
I have a part two because
as an artist, I want to talk more about
it's,
you.
It's just so, I can't find it on YouTube to get all the everything around yet. But there's a song, you know what I'm saying, that Nicki Minaj just dropped a few days, you know what I'm saying, after I did my swagger jacket, called Roman and My Style, some bullshit like that, you know what I'm saying. If you listen to swagger jacket and you listen to that, it could be her response. You know, she don't want to say my name. Of course, she don't drop names because, of course, that'll get me shine for people to look at me. But, you know what I'm saying, it could be a response to me. It couldn't be, you know what I'm saying, got to be up to y'all. But I'm working on getting that, you know what I'm saying. I got to get the downloads for that to be able to put that so I can put to y'all, like, listen or mine and versus her bar to see if she drops it. She definitely dropped it. She definitely dropping some stuff.
You
saying the same shit that I'm just saying in my swagger jacket song.
You got
so,
to do that.
I got to leave that to y'all. So it definitely will be a part two. Also, I'll be on Bad Game 2.0. Shout out to Fire Chicks.
Fire.
On Tuesday night, 1 a.m. or whatever. Honest, I love you. I know you spread the love. I hope you don't mind me shining out another radio station on yours.
That's my boo. Are you serious?
Too. Bad Kid 2.0. Check them out, Facebook, and all the rest.
Let me see. First of all, everybody know who I support. And then my bitch, Fire Chick, you know what I mean? I call him, she knows my fucking heart. She already know that as far as even in this game, we running on the same, in the same, you know what I mean, in the same area, and we supporting each other. And that's what I wanted to say about
females that I have met, we are supporting each other. It's, I mean, even when Shamar was on air, you know what I mean? Like, we would both support each other because I'm still me. It's only one me. It's only one Miss Candy. You know what I mean? It's only one LDG. It's only one Caesar Long. So do your fucking thing, no matter what it is. But for other people, do some shit called Philly Shine Radio. I'm in your ass. Don't call it that. I'm in your ass. Maybe if you was in Africa somewhere, you never heard the show before because nobody from Africa called. Every other continent has called Philly Shine Radio, but I haven't had Africa. So maybe Africa, you off the hook. But Africans, y'all call this fucking show too because it's worldwide. We've had Australia. We've had, what's that, Hong Kong in the building. We've had, what's that boy from Norway. We had people called from Paris, people from Hawaii, South America. Africa, get on it. And that's what I want to say. Like, right now, it's a lot of people who are supporting me, and Philly Shine is going to take a whole bunch of crazy next steps. So hit me up for that promotion. We have Diamond Spotlight United Edition, January 1st, 2012. The first fucking day of the year, I'm starting this shit off, still working, 3 years straight.
United we stand.
United
Edition. I don't even know. If you remember, your very first show you started.
Yes.
That was your very first show.
Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to be there. My brother was actually performing at the show, and I just, like, ripped, like, just totally raped this whole show with the microphone, just started just going in on his show. Like, I wouldn't even give Anna the microphone back.
No.
I know she was looking like, who the fuck is this bitch?
No.
But I was rocking the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? She allowed me to rock out, but I was there. So the United Edition sounds like I was there since your very first show all them years ago. So I see the progression is definitely
the
there.
I always say it.
Definitely stood up.
70 niggas.
Yeah.
All men.
Yeah.
Like three girls.
True that. You know what I'm saying? Even go back. Like now, like I said, I'm working with folks with the Serving the Peace Camp, Rolling Addiction. She got connects with my folks, too. DJ Freak Nasty, all the rest of them, you know what I'm saying?
Great.
Shout out to them. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it turned out, you know what I'm saying? We got a whole background of winners and shit. You feel me? So she definitely came a long way.
What's some real shit? If you doing good business, you going to know good people, period. If you doing good business, you going to know good people. That's period, point blank, no fucking, no way to get around it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be like, yeah, I know her. Yeah, I know him. And that's what we all been doing. Like, we've all been connecting together, and everybody is supporting. Fraud-ass motherfuckers definitely getting cut off. Niggas who bullshitting. Fuck do you cut off? And I want to shout out a person, a name. I'm going to say it because my face is all over Philly Uncut magazine. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And I appreciate the fact that we were able to put together a magazine,
wow.
Philly Uncut magazine, but on some real shit, that magazine should have been called Honest Fire Shit.
Wow.
On some real shit, I brought everything to that magazine to the table. All this nigga had, like, you got money, you got this, you got that, or whatever, but on some real shit, you don't got shit. And you already know, like, even with that whole situation, you owe me fucking money.
And you owe me bread, too. That's what I'm saying. Wow.
You owe me fucking money. I don't give a fuck who think I got paid. I don't have no reason to lie. Only thing I got is a magazine that don't really got my name all over it, and it fucking should. Shout out to my boo, J. Raina Smith, who wrote all that shit. Everybody who featured in it is on the strength of me. You know what I'm saying? Other niggas still didn't get paid, but I'm not going to speak for them. You know what I'm saying? But definitely know you on some fraud-ass shit, Philly Uncut magazine, and we will never hear from you.
Wow.
Because of that. You know what I'm saying? And not say names. You know, fuck it. I might come for your firstborn. Fuck it. But at the same time, you know who you are, and at the same time, I think a lot of people, because I do get a lot of people who come and say something to me, because you wasted your time and you printed out 1,000 magazines for me, whatever, but I would have rather took my $1,000, motherfucker, instead of being tied to your nut-ass name, you know what I'm saying? Like, cut that check, Philly Uncut, fuck faces, bitch-ass niggas. But y'all would never do it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't need the exposure. I appreciate it. Because at the same time, you were showing me love. But it's all good. And I got to close out the show with that, saying we are going to get a part two with Miss Caddy to find out some more. Maybe we get a little video riding in the beautiful Caddy that she has, you know what I'm saying? But I want you to give some final shout-out. Oh, shit. Schedule are hot as shit, though. But go give.
You know how everybody got them dreams? Like, I got a dream car. Like, people be like, my dream car is a Lambo. Fuck that. Give me a fleet of caddies. Just give me one of each kind. That's my dream. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I know my dream could be a reality and shit, you know what I'm saying? And start off with them and shit. Right. I done had a couple, but I want a fleet of them. Just give me one of each version, you know what I'm saying? And I'm straight. Fuck a Lambo. I can, you know what I'm saying? I can suicide my doors on my caddy. I can Lambo my doors on my coupe. I can do what the fuck I want to do, so fuck all that. Give me the American-made car and shit, and I'll be straight. I want to say shout-out to you, Honest, for having me on the show or whatever. Big ups to the people that keep me shining and surviving and writing every day. Next to my haters. I definitely strive and survive off you guys. Shout outs to all my, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to call y'all fans. I'm going to call y'all supporters and shit. Without y'all, it could be no me. But my haters do give me the love to survive. Big ups, BCD, Carcel 215, EQ, Roland Dixon, Disturbing the Peace. All the folks making this shit possible for me. EA, shout outs to you too for this track. You know what I'm saying? Shout outs to everybody on it or whatever. B Dot, only being you. Got to hold it down so far, but on some female power shit. Shout out again to my girl, Gingy Miles. Congratulations on your nominations to everybody in the Philly Hip Hop Awards. Like I said, they act like they don't know me. All of a sudden now I'm known, but you know what I'm saying, it's good. But we going to hold it down. Shout out to everybody that was nominated, all that. LDG again, happy anniversary, you know what I'm saying? A birthday is an anniversary, you know what I'm saying? Thanking the Lord for every day that we live and a day to see on this earth, you know what I'm saying? So we figure out what our purpose is and so I call it. Basically, just look out for more. Facebook me at Trinity Miss Caddy, MSCA, two D's like David, not T. Like, now it's not Caddy. No, it's Caddy for Cadillac. Get that shit straight. You know what I'm saying? And Facebook me, Twitter me, MS_Caddy, our stage. You know what I'm saying? They do the, even for the other artists too, our stage give y'all ways to have, you know what I'm saying, and competitions every month. There's bread on the line, all types of stuff, allstage.com. Check that out. And I'm Miss Caddy on there too, or whatever. I'll be hitting back to you soon again. Long day, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff getting done. Don't get it twisted. Check out Jay Sean video 215. You know what I'm saying? I play a little eye candy in there. That's Cartel 215 as well. And don't forget to YouTube Swagger Jacking. Miss Caddy, Swagger Jacking. That way you get the visual to the song you just heard because you said it was some flamers.
We're going to play that drawing as a goodbye. Once we get the iPad joint organized, iPad giving me some technical difficulties.
I'm gonna have to work. I don't even know how to work that. I barely can work my smartphone.
Yo, man, this iPad joint is driving me nuts right now. But it's cool. More music coming soon. We about to be out. Definitely. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, Miss Caddy. Thank you, LDG, for the beautiful view, beautiful chill spot. P. Shaw Production. There we go. P. Shaw, I got you. You know what I mean? We're going to support you some more. We're going to definitely support the Cartel 215. You know what I mean? EQ, you know I've always had your back. I appreciate the evolution. Wink, you already know. More to come, y'all. Check us out. Peace. Philly Shine Radio.